adjustment does a quarterback have to make when you take a left guard that he's had a lot of chemistry with over the years out of the lineup a week before the game?
How Aaron adjusts? None. You know, there's not much of an adjustment. You know, to be honest with you, Lane's played in the line before, and you know he's had a great preseason. Expect him to fill in.
How does that chemistry between Riders and Nelson come along? Is it basically what you expected?
Yeah, you know, it's exactly what you'd expected from guys that have worked together for a long time. You know, it's like riding a bike. You know, it doesn't take long to remember how to do it. You know, those guys put in a lot of work on the side during the summer. You know, even when Jordy wasn't involved in the practice, there was still side work going on. So I felt like they're up to speed and they're ready to go.
Given the short exhibition season he had because of the ankle injury, do you think it would be difficult at all for Brett to go into a game if that situation did arise?
No, I don't. I'm very confident in Brett and his abilities. You know, Brett's played a lot of football. You know, it wasn't this preseason, unfortunately, but in his career he's played a lot of football, and he's a guy that rises to the occasion. So, you know, if something were to happen where he was forced into action, I'd expect him to, you know, perform well.
Alex, in that same vein, when you bring in Joe Callahan, and suddenly I think he plays whatever it was, 100-some snaps, I mean, what did you think of what he did with that and the progress he made from when you guys got him to finishing off in Kansas City?
Yeah, Joe's done a tremendous job. He's worked extremely hard. He's come a long way. You know, with the help of Aaron helps a lot, Brett, you know, with the quarterback school, the things we do in that. I've seen growth and development there from the day he got here. And he earned it on the field, you know, I think is what's most important. But, you know, he's done a really good job since he's gotten here to where he is today. And excited to have him in the room.
We were talking to Tom a couple minutes ago. He mentioned, you know, obviously that was from the scouting department. They found him. He comes here. Was there a moment with him at all where it's like, you know, this kid really gets it and could potentially, you know, be a player for
him? Yeah, you know, it's tough. Like you said, anytime you come into this system as a quarterback, there's a lot expected. And there's a lot, you know, you have to learn, and it's never pretty early, you know, and Brett can attest to that. But once you get it and you start to get a feel for it and you start to get a rhythm with your feet, like we were asking these guys to do here, it gets easier and it gets better, you know. And, you know, he's a football player. You know, he shows it on the field. He makes plays that other guys haven't made this preseason. You look across the league, I mean, his ability to run and move, you know, he does some really nice things. We're glad to have him.
He's obviously got that knack for playmaking, but if we had you take your iPad and connected it to the projector here, if you showed us a couple of clips from, like, the rookie camp, and then you showed us him doing the same activities at practice today or whatever, what would some of the clips be that you would show us? Like, would it be footwork? What kinds of things did you see?
Footwork, obviously, is huge. That's a big part of our game. One of the biggest ones that stand out is ball security. You know, when he got here, he'd take his hand, two hands off the ball and wave it all around in the pocket. So, you know, now he's very diligent about his ball security in the pocket. Those are two of the areas. Even if you just throw on tape of our quarterback school, our drill work from the OTAs when he first got here to now, it's like a night and day. And that's what you look for. You know, you don't expect those guys to come in knowing how to, you know, do the drills we ask them to do, but you expect to see the growth, you know, and he's grown.
I know the focus now is on Jacksonville. I mean, he's a great story, but you guys have games to win that count. But just out of curiosity, as long as you played in the league and as long as you've coached now, there's every year there's a kid that makes the team that's, you know, a safety or a linebacker or whatever else. But at that position, have you ever seen anything quite like what we saw this summer from him?
Probably not. You know, coming from where he came from into where he is today. Probably not, to be honest with you, but that's the beauty of this game. That's the beauty of having that opportunity. That's the beauty of him going out and earning his position on the team, you know, and hats off to him.
Did you know anything about him before you signed him?
Just a little bit, you know, talking with the scouts right before the draft. He was a guy that they kind of circled and asked me to take a look at, and you go back and look at his college history. You know, you don't luck into throwing 130 touchdown passes in a career, so obviously there's something there to work with.
Okay, so I'm curious, when the scouts tell you to go look at this Division III kid, what are you thinking? at first, before you look at any film, I mean, what is your initial thought? Got it, great at Division III. What do I care about
that? My initial thought was this guy threw 130 touchdown passes in his college career. You know, so that right then I'm saying, okay, there's something there. I just got to find out what it is and, you know, if it fits us.
Hey, Alex, the guy you're going to have start at quarterback on Sunday is pretty good, too. We asked you kind of earlier in camp what kind of feel you got from him. After the way last season went and now this season's in front of him, what kind of vibe are you? You know him as well as anybody in the building. What kind of vibe are you getting from him?
He's focused. You know, that's the biggest thing. He's getting into his end season mode now where, you know, we're getting our meetings are more intense. They're more involved. More is expected now. You know, mistakes aren't accepted. You know, we're getting into game time with him, and I can feel that energy that he has and his command and demand of our offense.
And it's different in practice, too. Like, I was just watching him when you're doing unit drills. Like, you can tell he's really dialed in and expecting a lot.
Yeah, and he's had a tremendous camp. It's one of the best camps I've seen him have, whether it's from a scout team when he's, you know, working the card teams or, you know, the competitive reps we had against the defense. I think he's very focused and excited for the season.
Is it possible to come out looking like Aaron Rodgers, though, after, what, 9 preseason passes and no reps with Jordy and a new offensive line and not a whole lot of history with the tight end? So it seems like it's a lot, but I realize it's also Aaron Rodgers, too.
It's what we expect. You know, expect him to play well, and those guys will help him. But I wouldn't expect him to come out looking anything less than like himself.
There was a throw that Aaron made, I believe, to Cobb about 10 yards on the left-hand side of San Francisco, where the ball's almost like in front of him, and he throws it like a dart. Some of his short passes are amazing, but he almost does it with a flick of wrist. Is that something he works on, be more efficient, or is it just happening?
I think that's just Aaron Rodgers being Aaron. That's what makes him unique. He can throw from many different arm angles, different body positions with great velocity and accuracy, and that's it is unique, but he possesses those skills. But it's nothing you really work on. You know, you work on some of the movement things, but you know, as far as accuracy, we do some of those drills, but like I said before, he is extremely accurate.